Welcome to Cannabis Health Radio, a podcast where we share stories from people around the world who are using cannabis as medicine. The information is meant to raise awareness about the health benefits of cannabis, but should not be taken as medical advice. Now, here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
And we welcome you wherever you're listening to us around the world. Thank you for listening to Cannabis Health Radio Podcast. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
Our guest today had what is referred to as reflex sympathetic dystrophy. I had never heard the term before, so I had to look it up in WebMD, which stated, when you have this particular problem, your sympathetic nervous system gets mixed signals. It turns on after an injury, but doesn't turn back off. This causes a lot of pain and swelling at your injury site. Sometimes you can even get this if you haven't had an injury, and it's more typical in women than men. Our guest today has had this problem, and she's going to talk about the horrific accidents her husband, Kurt, was involved in, and how cannabis has helped them both. And joining us from Oregon is Deb Rao. Deb, thanks for doing this. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome.
Let's start with your problem first. Tell us about this reflex sympathetic dystrophy and how it affected you.
Well, I was a nurse, and we had a flu season, and I got hurt, and I hurt my shoulder, and I had surgery 3 months later, and 10 hours later, my arm turned purple, and felt like there were hot ice picks going through it. Yeah, that's about what it felt like. And it was the most horrible thing, and no one could touch me. And they immediately diagnosed it as reflex sympathetic dystrophy, which is called today CRIPS, complex regional pain syndrome. And it started out with my arm turning purple, and but the temperature was very, very cold compared to the other arm, and severe burning pain, and it was just in my whole left arm. And it referred out to other parts of my body, but it was just in my left arm, and nothing worked for it. They put me through, I was on, by the time they stopped the morphine, I was on 345 milligrams a day of MS Contin. I was in a power chair, I was on oxygen, I was incontinent, and I had a full-time caregiver who took care of me, and I gained weight up to 300 pounds, and just taking so many drugs, and I was no longer a nurse, and 12 years ago, we were introduced by our doctor, who said, you know, you're going to die. My oxygen saturation level was down into the low 80s, and I couldn't walk, and I couldn't do anything, and so that was my choice. Was my doctor said, you need to try this, and so I went to a place in Kaiser, Oregon, called Patient Grower Network, and I learned everything I could learn, and I started on it. And one day, somebody introduced me to the oil, and the first time I didn't have any pain for 3 days. The first time I took the oil. But I thought I could stand, and I couldn't stand. I tried, but I fell down. But I do stand now. Not only do I stand, but I walk. I can walk a quarter of a mile now. And I'm not using any power chair anymore, because I wasn't a power chair. I was on, like I said, 2 liters of oxygen 24/7 and a BiPAP machine at night, because I developed central apnea from all the morphine. I lost all my teeth, and you know, I mean, that's what it did to me. And it's a horrible disease. It's on the Nord list, and I still have it, but I do not take anything for it. I am not in a power chair. I'm not on oxygen. Mm-hmm. I use my cannabis balm, which is just, you know, is the RSO and coconut oil, and I make it as heavy as I need to. And I got off all the morphine. I detoxed myself using the oil. And I also did my husband. And in 1999, my husband was hit by a truck on La Brea Park La Brea Boulevard in L.A. And he was a USC graduate, and he went there on a full academic scholarship. A brilliant, brilliant man. And that was the first time he got hit. He suffered a traumatic brain injury, showed up on the PET scan and everything else. His personality started changing. He worked for PricewaterhouseCoopers, which is the largest, well, now it's the largest international CPA firm in the world. He was recruited out of USC. Mm-hmm. The next accident was he keyed a bus. He didn't know why, and this is from what happened with the brain injuries that just kept happening. He had a total of five. The last one was just before coronavirus. And a lady did a failure to yield in front of him, and they hit each other at 45 miles an hour. The brain injuries kept changing his personality until he got to be like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Mm. Really, really getting hard to live with. And the only relief we had with the pain from the headaches was the oil, which I found worked for me. So I tried it on him, and I also detoxed him off of the morphine and methadone that they had him on, and he was on a lot for the pain from these headaches that he had from the brain injuries. Anyway, the last injury, Kurt, about 2 months later, started shaking really bad and shuffling, and he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's by a neurologist. And they give him carbidopa levodopa. He's on four doses a day, but he doesn't get any relief from it. But he does get relief from the oil, and he takes it every 3 days. We give him 2 grams, and he gets about 6 hours of no shaking. And I'm going to be making a stronger oil. It's a combination that I make with several strains, one being Medihaze and the other being a very high THC. He does really well with the high THC. It stops the shaking. It's the only time he can sit down, he can read a book, he can listen to music, he can watch television.
So he becomes almost normal once he's on the high THC.
Right. Yes. He does. He can talk again. He can think. It's unreal. I mean, I have called everyone that's working on cannabis, on Parkinson's cannabis. I wish it was an international thing. I wish that we can get into the whole state so that people could put their information together and we could figure out a way that they didn't have to take all the stuff they keep putting them on and try this and that. That's what they do. And if we would just eat healthy and change our eating habits, because I found that really works, especially with Crips.
You know,
when you give him this oil, you said you give him 2 grams every couple
right.
of days. Does that mean you give him
every 3?
Yeah. You give him one dose of 2 grams, or are you dividing it up? Is he doing
No.
Directly?
He's taking 2 grams by mouth. He's taking them in capsules, okay? And it is 2 grams. We started a whole lot less. Kurt's been using cannabis for 12 years, really strong, and he's been using RSO for a long, long time for his headaches because it's amazing stuff. Before that, he was on massive doses of morphine and methadone for those headaches. Post-concussion headaches are horrible. And so he has a high tolerance. But normally he wouldn't need that much. And that's the biggest thing is keeping – it works. It works beautiful, but you still get a tolerance. But it's amazing. I have never seen – you can tell it's like night and day. How he can sit down, how he can relax, how he can watch TV, how he can read. It's noticeable, very noticeable.
Deb, how many accidents has he been involved in? You mentioned that
five
altogether.
Right, and they were all pretty serious. Actually, very serious.
And as a result of this, doctors have him on carbidopa and levodopa?
Yeah, it's called carbidopa levodopa.
Okay.
It's a combination drug. It's the whole thing with Parkinson's is it's a dopamine thing. And when dopamine is low, they have, you know, you have weird reactions. One way you have schizophrenia, one way you have Parkinson's. It's one of the feel good neurotransmitters along with serotonin. But I have never seen, you know, why didn't they tell us when we were young that this stuff was amazing and a miracle and did this stuff? Instead, they told me that it was bad for me. I grew up in the 60s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't have had to go through all that I went through with what the morphine did to me. It took my teeth, you know, because, you know, it does that. And it's one of the wonderful effects of morphine when you take it long term. But cannabis doesn't do any of that. The cannabis was amazing for both of us. I yell from, I have all these people that I tell this to all the time. And that's what I do. I mean, it's been the best thing that ever happened to me. Is that a horrible thing? I would have been dead 12 years ago. So, you know, and I'm educated. I used to teach microbiology. I was a nurse also. Mm-hmm. So I was raised in an era when you didn't do things like that. So, well, I was, what we.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. We haven't had many people that we've interviewed. I think one, Corey, was a gentleman in the UK who, there was a video of him shaking with Parkinson's, and then he smoked, and you could visibly see his tremors just dissipate and then stop. And he was normal again.
Kurt, I know which video you're talking about.
Yeah.
Kurt has more of what's called acacia. And it's where he can't sit down. And he can't stop moving. And so, and it looks shuffly when he walks. And he just keeps walking. He can't stop. And then he doesn't have the essential tremor, which you're talking about, because his is induced from the traumatic brain injuries. It's still dopamine, but it's just a little bit different on the brain injury scale. But anyway, so his hands will start going and get pretty good movement in there. So that's what he does. But yes, it stops.
So how much oil does he take a day, Deb? And is it divided up over several doses?
Okay, what we do is he'll take the initial, since he only gets to take every 3 days, because he's worried about a couple things. He worries about, one, it'll stop working, but it has never stopped working in 12 years. And two, that we'll run out because we don't grow it. And we've been blessed with beautiful people who have taken good care of us. So he takes 2 grams in the morning at 11 o'clock. And then when it goes to work, he'll take another quarter of a gram. And we sort of do it at that point because then it'll take him till he goes to sleep. And he gets to have a whole day, you know, where we go out, we'll have lunch out or dinner out. We'll go to the park. We'll walk around the grocery store. And he gets to feel like a human being again. Yeah.
Nice. What about yourself? What's your daily usage look like?
Okay. Well, I go through a lot of salve. My skin is always salved up. When I'm at home, I wear a nice big long flannel shirt because it's soft. But when I wear pants, since I have RSD and my skin is very affected, I put lots of salve on. I don't need so much RSO anymore, but when I herniated my, it was L2 and pinched a nerve and it hurt like a son of a gun. And I was in Denver. I RSO'd it all the way home and I didn't have to take anything and I made it home beautifully. And that's a 1500 mile drive.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's what I have, it's what got me off of all that morphine. It is what allowed me to start walking again. It controls if I am in pain, it's my go-to. And people ask me what's the best pain medication you ever used. I always say RSO. I mean, that's it. There's nothing better than it. It just does it. And it's amazing. I think everybody should have it on hand. It works. It's people take all those opiates, and I mean, they mess you up. I've seen it. I've seen people die from them. I detox people, you know.
Deb, did you say earlier that a doctor told you that you're going to die?
Yeah. That was 12 years ago. When your oxygen saturation level is down in the 80s, I wasn't breathing too well. And she told us that I was dying. She said, you're not going to live much longer. Your oxygen saturation level is going down and down. And I couldn't walk anymore, and I couldn't breathe, and I couldn't sleep, and I was gaining a lot of weight, and no, it was 12 years ago.
What's your oxygen sat like now?
Oh, it's 99.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not on any machines anymore. I was on a BiPAP machine. I was on oxygen 24/7, and I was hooked up to a big blue box and a long cord and a power chair. I was in a power chair too.
Go ahead, Corey.
Do you find there's particular strains that work better for you than others, and also for your husband? And when you guys are doing oil, is this a multi-strain oil, or do you know what's in it?
Yes, I do. Okay. I use Medihaze. The other strain that's in it is called Fire Engine Number 9. And it's only available here in Oregon because I know the guy it's amazing. It's a combination of terpenes and flavonoids and CBDA and CBD and THC and that's how I do things, you know. What Kurt? Yeah, and it's a full extract, you know. I put the root ball and everything in, and it seems to help. And we have found that on days that he's really bad, I'll give him like a really high THC indica. On the RSO, just a little bit, and it really helps with the edge. You don't have to have a lot, and you don't have to feel any mental effect for it to work. So if people think that, it's not true. RSO works without feeling any kind of high. So
Deb, yeah, when you had your shoulder surgery, and you said your left arm was turning purple. Has it regained its natural color?
Yes. Not only has it regained its natural color, but it wasn't just my arm had turned purple. Yeah, and the edema causes lymphedema, but even the balm works on that. It's just like it's like so anti-inflammatory. It's just amazing. My feet and my legs got huge. I went from a size 9 shoe to an 11 triple E, and I used to wear like an A, and I had to have shoes made for my feet, and you couldn't even touch them. I mean, even the caregivers, they couldn't wash my legs, couldn't touch them because the pain was too much, and the swelling is completely gone. You would never even know that my feet were huge, and my legs for use, and you can touch them and you can wash them. It's like, I still have RSD. The disease hasn't gone away, but it's different. It's not this horrible thing that's killing me. People have had amputations because of this disease. Mm. People have killed themselves because of this disease. It's rated the number one pain disease on the McGill pain scale. It's nasty, and it spreads like I said, it put me in a power chair for 8 years. And I have none of that anymore. No power chair, no canes, no wheels. You know, I'm driving.
And you've lost a lot of weight, too.
Yeah. That's one of the wonderful things about the oil. Once your body becomes, it works again. I mean, it's home. It's a homeostatic mechanism. It's amazing. If your blood sugar is out of whack and you're type 2, it gets it back into gear. I took off like 120 pounds with RSO because my body was so out of whack from years of eating garbage and all the drugs that they were shoving me full of.
You lost 120 pounds.
Yeah, 120 pounds. Yeah, but there's other people too who have. I mean, this is one of the side effects is it causes your body to go into a homeostatic mechanism, which means it's balanced.
Mm-hmm.
It's working. And because it has all the essential nutrients that we need to live.
Deb, do you want us to enter you into the Oregon Marathon this year?
I don't think I can do that. I'm 66 years old. That's funny. Even my husband's laughing over that. He heard it. I could just see me. Oh, you know what? Everybody knows me because they know that I go around telling everybody about cannabis. I go even in the hospitals, you know, as a patient. And I think it's the, all the things that I remember, you know, growing up and how bad it was and people, but it wasn't, and it was just a ploy, but what can I say? All I know is the stuff is the best thing, and I tell that to people who have my disease all the time. Start eating good, you know, change your diet, get rid of the sugar, and start taking oil every day. I say every woman, man, and child need to have some of this oil in their body every day to protect them so they don't get things like Alzheimer's. It's amazing with dementia because Kurt does happen to have that too from the accidents. And the headaches, I mean, what it does is it just does so much. I have gone into places that I never thought would, except into churches, and talked to people about it. It's a hard job trying to change hearts and minds, but it's what I do now. It's what my life is because it saved me, and nobody charged me for it when I started this 12 years. It was given to me.
Mm-hmm.
The oil. Sean Beeman gave it to me. I don't know if you know him, but he's an amazing man who has he owns Genesis Farms and Eugene, and he's an amazing man. He gave me that oil, and he saved my life. I wouldn't be here.
And he also saved your husband's life too.
Yes, he did. He did. and now it needs to, Social Security, Medicare needs to pay for this stuff. They really do.
And, Deb, I want to ask you a question. Your continuous use of cannabis oil and Kurt, your husband's continuous use of cannabis oil, it's created a homeostasis, but do you notice that over time, each of you is feeling better and better? You continually get better?
Yes. And yes. Amazing. Yes. That's a definite. I feel alive. I feel young. I feel my labs are getting really good. My blood sugar and his blood sugar, because we're both diabetics, has gone into a whole lot better ranges. I've gone into the sixes. Kurt has gone into the sixes too. Yeah, we do. We feel better. You feel a whole lot better.
Deb, do you take CBD at all as well? I mean, other than what you're getting in your oil, do you take CBD, just, you know, a really good strong dose of CBD derived from cannabis at all?
I do. The Medi Haze is a high CBD strain. It's about 12% CBD. So it's actually two CBDs and one THC.
Okay.
So I love the strain. I love it. I love it. I love it. I have seen this stuff kill cancer. And I mean, I have actually seen it up close and personal. I have pictures and labs from the person who it worked on. And I watched it happen. So, but CBD, I wish I had a lab again so that I could do so much, but I can't, I don't. And, but I've seen the CBDs work, and I like full spectrum though.
Yeah.
That, I mean, like you say, I put root balls in my oil. So, you know, when I make it, so, mm-hmm. But I do whole plant full spectrum. And, the Medi Haze is the only CBD that I've ever had the privilege of working with, because, like I said, I don't grow, and so I have to rely on what is given to me. And so that's, I know that sounds weird.
Deb, with the doctor that's told you that you were going to die, what does he have to say now?
What does she
have to say? Sorry.
Yeah, she thinks it's a miracle, and she got other people doing it too. she signed my medical card in Oregon, and doctors don't do that unless they, you know, we usually get clinics, but she did, and she thinks it's amazing. She just thought it was a miracle. She'd never seen anything like it, and after that, she had a lot of other people go get their medical cards and get on cannabis. So I think it made a believer out of her.
Yeah,
made a believer out of a lot of people. It made a believer out of me. I never did any. You know, the only time I ever smoked cannabis was at Woodstock. So, and I was just I was 14 years old then. So, you know.
Yeah, it's Corey's made a believer out of me too. I mean, she. When Corey and I used to do this on commercial radio, when I interviewed her, and I think it is just absolutely amazing. I think it's wonderful that both of you are getting better. I think it's fantastic that Kurt, with five accidents and traumatic brain injuries, is also improving. I think both of you, if you enter the Oregon Marathon, you'll do really well.
Oh. And Ian will keep you company.
Yeah, that's right. I'll ride a bike along the way.
Yeah, well, I'm 66 years old. I could, but you know, I have hardly any gray hair. That's the other thing. Boy, my hair has gotten gorgeous since I've been on cannabis oil. So.
Well, I'm going to have to remember that to get rid of my gray hair. Deb, thanks very much. I really appreciate what you and Kurt have been doing and telling your story and sharing it with people around the world. It's wonderful when we hear these fantastic stories of the medical use of cannabis. And anything you'd like to say in conclusion?
It's been wonderful to talk to you guys. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thanks, Deb, so much.
We'd like to thank our listeners around the world for supporting us and sharing our podcasts with others who would benefit from hearing these amazing testimonials about the healing power of cannabis. And just a reminder, we have no sponsors on Cannabis Health Radio. Our one and only sponsor is you, the listener. You can change a life, save a life. And by sharing our podcasts with others on your social media platforms, we greatly appreciate when you do this. And we also would like to advise you that you can contribute financially to Cannabis Health Radio for as little as $5 a month on our Patreon page. And you can also make a one-time donation to our website, cannabishealthradio.com. And thanks very much for listening. We greatly appreciate it. If you know someone who wants to tell their story. If you want to tell your story about the medical use of cannabis, then just send us an email and we'll get back to you. Very grateful for your support. Thanks for listening, everyone. Back again next week with another episode of Cannabis Health Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cannabis Health Radio. For more information and to search previous podcasts, visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com. Subscribe so you don't miss new episodes. And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This podcast is made possible by donations from our listeners. If you found the information helpful, please consider making a donation in any amount through our website. You can also help us share our message by leaving a review on your podcast listening platform. We are very grateful for your support. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey there, my name is Leah Babrudi, and I'm the founder and host of Canna Chicks Podcast, where I discuss cannabis, psychedelics, and other natural medicines. I not only interview people who use them as treatment for different conditions, but also the entrepreneurs who share their knowledge on how they built their businesses. If this sounds interesting to you, give my show a listen. I'm sure you'll learn something that'll surprise you.